Friends, we've been journeying through these last days of Advent by following the Church's liturgical tradition of the O Antiphons, special verses that precede and follow the Magnificat, Mary's Song of Praise, which is prayed every night at Vespers in the Church's Liturgy of the Hours. We've got four down, and today we move on to the final three. And if there could be a favorite O Antiphon, I have to say that today is mine. O Oriens. Now, Oriens is from the word orior in Latin, which means to rise. And so it takes on many different connotations, but particularly Oriens is a participle meaning the one who is rising. Now, that often will then refer to the sun, as each day the sun is the one who rises. And of course, the sun rises in the east, and so the Orient is the east. And the sun who rises in the east then has always been a symbol of expectation and hope. Darkness has been overcome and the light is returning. Just as the west is associated with the shadows and sin and death and the departing of light, so the east is a great symbol of hope and rising. Jesus, as he was departing this earth from the Mount of Olives, ascended to heaven and said that I will return just as I came. Those who know the geography of the Holy Land know that the Mount of Olives is to the east. In fact, the temple faced the Mount of Olives and faced to the east. It's always been associated with the hope of the return of Jesus, the coming of the Messiah. Even the Jews have their graves on the east side of the temple, being hopefully the first to greet the returning Messiah when he comes. So today is a very hopeful day. And sometimes people will say that, well, the church just took over pagan festivals like the winter solstice celebrations and made it Christmas or Halloween or Easter or something. Today is one of those days where we did actually kind of create a liturgical combination with the winter solstice. It is not a coincidence, at least I don't think, that O Oriens, the one who rises, the light, the dawn, is the O Antiphon on December 21st, the day of the winter solstice. At 4:02 a.m. today, Central Standard Time, we indeed experience the winter solstice. You probably didn't notice it because it's really just an arbitrary kind of alignment of a bunch of things in space, but it's very significant that today we choose to talk about the rising dawn. Because the sun isn't the only thing that rises. Jesus Christ is also the rising one. The Oriens, isn't he? He rose from the dead on Easter Sunday, and he will arise again, the Son of Justice. In fact, that's what we hear in our antiphon today. In the English translation, which is mine, it reads, O rising dawn, brightness of eternal light and Son of Justice, come and enlighten those sitting in darkness in the shadow of death. Notice that the light we speak of here is not so much the temporal earthly light of the sun, but the brightness of eternal light. That's the real light we want. The Sun of Justice, that's the real sun. We don't just want the warmth of the rays of a star burning near us that gives warmth to the earth. We want the Sun of Justice. And here think not of I get what's mine kind of justice, but rather the Jewish notion of justice. To live in right relationship with God. This is what we most desire. The tradition in the Catholic Church was always to build our churches, like the temple, then facing east. And up until very recently in history, the Mass was always offered facing east, if not the actual east, then at least a symbolic east in which the priest and the people all faced the same way together. In fact, if anyone's familiar with using a map and compass, this is often called orienteering. Comes the word to be easted, to be headed in the right direction, like with a compass, is actually to be headed toward the Orient, toward the east. In fact, if the whole church is properly oriented, if we are properly looking towards the east for the coming of Jesus in all that we do, then we are headed in the right direction. Therefore, the church always celebrated the liturgy with the priest and the people both headed in the right direction, towards the Orient. Sometimes people mistakenly claim that, well, the priest had his back to the people. Of course, that's ridiculous. No more than a general leading his army into battle would have his back to his army. Rather, wouldn't people look more lovingly upon a general who ran at the head of his troops, leading them in battle? This was the ancient role of the priest that continued until just very recently. In fact, Cardinal Seurat, the chief liturgist for the church, has suggested that it would be good that we recover this. Contrary to popular belief, Vatican II never said anything about the priest having to face the people for Mass. Rather, it's laudably and happily retained that we would continue to face East together. There is that great song, "People Look East, the Time is Near." Maybe it would be a good idea on this day in which we celebrate the end of the growing darkness with the winter solstice and proclaim the Orients, Jesus, the Rising One, who is to come from the East. Maybe it would be a good idea if we all people look east. Maybe even the priest. May the rising dawn today rise in your hearts and fill you with the great expectation of his definitive rising, not just at Christmas, but at the end of time, when the Son of Justice descends upon all of us. And God bless you.